You're listening to SBS News.
It's a trial that many have condemned as farcical and politically motivated. 24 humanitarian aid workers who helped migrants reach Greece following the 2015 refugee crisis are facing several counts of espionage, with jail terms ranging between 10 and 25 years. This week, however, the proceedings were forced to be paused. Judicial officials say the misdemeanor court on Lesbos declared itself not competent to try the case, and the defendants left without restrictions, pending the scheduling of a new trial. The group of aid workers currently facing charges are made up of Greek and international volunteers, including German citizen Sean Binder and the Syrian-born competitive swimmer Sarah Mardini. Mr. Binder, who now lives in London, was born in Germany but raised in Ireland. He credits his father, a Vietnamese refugee who fled to Germany after the fall of Saigon, with his desire to work with asylum seekers. Having travelled all the way from the UK to attend the trial on the Greek Isle of Lesbos, Mr. Binder was furious at the delay.
We've been waiting for years. We've spent 3.5 months in pretrial prison, and now we have to wait again. And we have to wait again because the prosecution was unable to do their job correctly. We have to wait because they did not realize that this court didn't have jurisdiction to try this exact prosecute, this case. We have to wait years more because they didn't allow Sarah in. We have to wait years more because on every single level, this prosecution was not conducted properly. There is no semblance of fair trial in this.
Sarah Mardini is the sister of the Olympic swimmer Yusra Mardini, who was part of the refugee swimming team at the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro in 2016 and Tokyo earlier this year. The siblings came to international attention in 2015 when fleeing Syria. They dragged their refugee boat to safety when the engine failed. Speaking at a TED Talk in 2020, she spoke of how her own harrowing experience of escaping Syria drew her to assisting other refugees who were fleeing conflict zones.
So I was arrested because basically I was every night on the shoreline handing over water and blankets and translating for the refugees arriving. And this is how I see it, and how governments see it, and the policies that they think or they believe that the volunteers who are on the shorelines encouraging, assisting the entry of illegal migrants to Europe or whatever is this is happening, and which I have only one answer for it. In 2015, when I crossed, I didn't even know there would be people on the shoreline waiting for me. So no one puts their life and a risk on a dinghy because there's someone else waiting for them with a blanket on the shoreline. This is my only answer for whatever accusations that I'm having.
Sarah was arrested with Sean Binder in 2018, and the two were both detained for over 3 months in high-security prisons before their eventual release. She now lives in Germany, where she was granted asylum and has been unable to attend the Lesbos trial due to her being barred from returning to Greece, something that Sean Binder says is ludicrous.
Sarah Mardini was held in pretrial detention alongside myself for 3.5 months. And the reason we were in pretrial prison with convicted felons is because she was supposedly at risk of never coming back to the trial. Now today at this trial, 7 times our lawyer submitted an application for her to be allowed to come to her own trial, as is her right, and they said no. So why were we in pretrial detention? How is that in any way just? It isn't just. It is completely unfair.
The conservative Greek government, led by Kyriakos Mitsotakis, has taken a tougher line with illegal and irregular migration in recent years, going as far as to intercept boats at sea and extending a steel wall along its land border with Turkey. Last year, it introduced tougher rules for the operation of dozens of international aid groups. Greece also faces frequent allegations by migrant advocacy groups of carrying out summary deportations, also known as pushbacks, the practice of preventing people from seeking protection on their territory by forcibly returning them to the very countries they have fled. This then leaves them without the chance to apply for asylum, a basic human right protected under the United Nations Refugee Convention. Pushbacks are happening in different ways. Hungary and Croatia, both EU member states, have been accused of using brutal tactics, such as attack dogs and forcing people to strip naked in freezing temperatures. Migration experts say that the trial on Lesbos is part of a broadening shift across Europe towards the criminalisation of refugees and aid groups. Retired Dutch banker Peter Wittenberg, who piloted a boat that showed refugees the way to Lesbos, says that rescuing migrants should never be criminalised.
We wanted to have a verdict loudly and clearly tells that humanitarian work never can be a crime and never can be prosecuted. So that's very disappointing. The threat of intimidation will continue.
The case will now be heard by an appeals court due to one of the defendants being a lawyer, which the local court on the island of Lesbos doesn't have the jurisdiction to try. However, it's currently unclear when the trial will indeed resume, leaving many of these activists in limbo. This is Tina Quinn with SBS News.